Make It Right, the manufacturing podcast.
Hi, and welcome back to the Make It Right podcast with Kevin Snook. I'm your host, Janet Eastman. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Janet.
This week, we're distilling the information from Chapter 5 of your book, Make It Right, 5 Steps to Align Your Manufacturing Business from the Front Line to the Bottom Line. And this chapter focuses on the I in Align, inspire with information. And it gets into the data dig that's required to make it right. It looks at why real-time data is so key. So, Kevin, you have worked with manufacturers in 26 different countries. How are most companies defining and reading their performance?
Well, that's a great question. Not very well, I would say. The world has moved on so fast that there are so many good ways to be able to get data and get data in the right format at the right time in a way that people can really understand it in real time. And most companies are still working, I would say most manufacturing companies that I've seen are still working maybe 15 years ago and in terms of the way they're using technology to help them. And so one of our goals is to help get people into real time right now and really inspire them with the right information that helps the frontline employees and the leadership team make really good decisions.
So basically, when you have the monthly meeting at the end of the month and you say there was a problem 3 weeks ago, you've wasted a lot of time and money and have been unable to fix it, when if you had the real-time data, you could have fixed it right away, right?
Yeah, it drives me insane. I go into meetings and I watch people doing these things. And, you see a graph projected up on the screen and somebody saying, oh, what was it that happened on the 3rd of April, you know, and by this point, you're already into June. And nobody remembers, nobody can do anything about it. The time has passed and the opportunity to improve has passed. And not only is that incredibly frustrating because you can't fix the problem at the time, but the amount of manual work that has gone into developing that presentation, right, getting data from different places, putting it into some sort of Excel sheet, you know, typing up a graph and then coming in and presenting it on a PowerPoint, it's all entirely unnecessary and a huge waste of human potential. And we should be having that stuff done by the electronics so that people can be making great decisions and getting on with the work.
It's basically like reading a newspaper from 3 weeks ago or something and thinking that you're up to speed on what's going on in the world.
Yeah, and I can understand where it came from. You know, years ago, that was the way that it had to be. But in this day and age, that's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I can be driving my car in Bangkok, Thailand, and I've got real-time information coming to me on my GPS, and it's telling me, you know, within 3 meters where I am. And Why are we not using that in manufacturing companies to help us make really good decisions on what the next direction should be?
Yeah. Do people see their production and performance information as a reflection on them personally? Is that maybe part of the problem?
Transparency is a huge problem. So I think people get very attached to their data. They get very attached to their numbers, and they see that as, you know, this is me. You know, I'm a production manager who can run my business at 85% efficiency and 3% scrap or whatever the numbers are. And so they believe that that is them. And when something changes, they take it as a personal hit. What I like to encourage people is the data is just the data. It's just a number. What we want to do is we want to get transparent data so that we can see the opportunity to move forward. And, you know, if you're maybe less than transparent or in some ways you're personalizing data, the chances are you may be missing a great opportunity to move.
So is that how you actually bring people around to sharing that information and not being afraid of the transparency? Say it's like there's good stuff in here that's going to make you improve.
Yeah, it has to start from the leadership team. And this is where a lot of companies have some barriers they have to overcome. Many companies are fear-based. And so, if the numbers don't look right, then there's a blame culture and people are, you know, maybe pushing blame down the system. I find that there is absolutely no position for blame in any business. What we need to be doing is we need to be transparent with the numbers and then look at the opportunity from that. And
Go ahead.
So if we can eliminate some of that fear by having, you know, human conversations, then we have an opportunity to leverage the numbers and leverage the I don't want it to sound too woolly, but the human spirit, you know, whenever we get into this blame game, people close up and they lose the opportunity to really express themselves and come up with great ideas. They hide their own light under a bushel. And what we want to be doing is encouraging people to shine their light and come up with great ideas. To do that, we need to eliminate some of the fear in the business.
Right. So you're saying that data is power. Hmm. Are most companies aware of the value of real-time information?
I think most companies don't realize that real-time information is available. Many manufacturing people are so busy that they're looking at, they're just trying to run the business. There isn't that great opportunity to look outside and see how the world has developed. And so I think one issue is that people just don't know that there are much better ways to get data in their hands in a real-time format. When I say data is power, my experience is that the people who have the best data win the argument, they win the discussion. And because in order to make an informed decision, you need information. And in order to make a decision now, you need real-time information. And so once we get the right information systems in place, then it gives people the power to make really good decisions right now.
So that's real-time data that is actually delivered to the smartphone or the iPad of the guy standing there on the front line watching the machine react.
Yeah, and that's one way that we can do it. You know, we can have it on computer screens, on the production line. Most production lines have some kind of data system already. And, you know, the guy can plug into that. The guy on the front line can kind of look at what's happening on his line right now. They don't all have great data storage and analysis, and most of them don't display data in a way that can help the individual change their behavior. I think what we want to be able to do is make sure that people are getting absolutely the right data at the right time in the right format, that they know what to do with it, and that they don't have to go and ask for a decision to be made by somebody else. But the other power in data is that If the management team, if the leadership team can look over 10 production lines, 3 different countries and say, hey, look, this is what's happening right this second. How can we best help them to move the business forward? Where do we send our resources? What particular budgetary changes do we need to make in order to support the ones that need support? Then the transparency we get into a business is fantastic. And that can all be done in real time as well.
So how does a company determine what data is going to give them the information that they need to improve?
Well, this comes directly from the action plan that we put together before. A lot of companies have too much data that they don't need. And so we want to be making sure that we're focusing on data that's really going to drive the business forward. That comes as a step. As we put the action plan together, we need to know what each individual department needs in order to be able to push their department forward that takes the business in that direction. The frontline employees and the employees in each department will know what data they need to be able to make great decisions to know if they're making progress. So we should be asking the individual departments who have put the action plans together what data they need to be able to do that.
So if this data is available to people and they're going about their business and things are improving, what happens to the monthly reports in the meetings? How do they change or do they even continue?
Well, everybody who goes into the meeting should already know the data. And so the meeting is not a presentation of this is what happened and then people on the fly are trying to figure out what to do about it. Everybody should be able to have data in real time. Meetings should only be for decisions. And so we're really, if we need to get a group of people together in order to make a decision, then that's what the meeting is for. And that's just an easy way to get a few different people together, only the people that are relevant for making the decision, with the right information in front of them, you know, in case there's some discussion that's required around it. But everybody already understands before they get into the meeting what's expected, and then what decision is going to be made in that meeting.
And so it's no longer a huge waste of time like meetings used to be. It's of value.
Yeah, so much organizational time and effort is wasted in meetings. It's unbelievable. And, you know, 90% of the people that are sitting in meetings either don't have any power to make the decision or are not involved in making the decision. They're either just presenting or there is a backup for somebody else. So I would love to see meetings, if not entirely scrapped, really kept into, you know, very finely focused decision-making discussions.
Explain the power of flow.
Well, if you have the right information in front of you, you have an opportunity to really know how you're doing and then where you need to change, where you need to alter. And this if it's the right information and you're in the right environment that you're compelled by, then you get into this state where time almost disappears. So if you're running a production line and you're really trying to optimize that line and get it to run, you know, in the most beautiful manner, then having the right information to help you do that is critical. And you know when you're doing better, you know when you make a little change, how it affects things. And so that state of flow is really how time disappears when we get the right information coming in. That can be running a production line. It can be, you know, climbing a mountain. It can be running a business. When you feel like you're absolutely involved and you have the right information to help you know that you're doing well, then you get into that state of flow.
So explain to me, explain to people who are interested in all the data information that you've provided in this chapter, how they can actually work with this information for their own businesses.
Well, I think the first step is really to understand what's out there. You know, within as you know what your team needs, because you've talked to them, I'm very sure that there's a way that you can present that information to them in a way in real time that helps them. There's a solution out there. And as a leader, you ought to be, you're the one who can help them overcome the barriers that they can't overcome themselves. The individual teams themselves might not know how to get that information in the most effective way, but you can link together with your IT department. You can look at, you know, what's out there already in the industry and how can we bring some of that new technology, those new ways of working into the business. I would say the next step for most people is exploration.
Right. And as you said in the past, the leader is actually the enabler. He's supposed to just help everybody do their job better. So
exactly. That it's helping and supporting people to give them what they need in order so that they can do the best possible job.
Right. So ahead in chapter 6, it's the G in the align process, which is give help and support, which I guess is kind of what we've just been talking about.
That's absolutely it. I see two main roles of the leader. One is to set a very clear and compelling direction. The other one is to help and support the frontline workers and the people throughout the organization to be able to do a great job and to be successful themselves. And so the G of give help and support is really all around that.
Right. Kevin, you're always happy to help people out and answer questions. So we can open it up to listeners who want to have you answer a question for them. So if people are interested in doing that, they can go to makeitrightbook.com and connect with you there and ask a question, and we'll try and answer it in some of the upcoming podcasts. So thanks very much, Kevin, for your time today. We're going to move on to chapter 6 next week with Make It Right, 5 Steps to Align Your Manufacturing Business from the Front Line to the Bottom Line. And once again, if you have questions, check out makeitrightbook.com and fire your question off to Kevin. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Janet.